you know, even though today is a good day, the sun is shining, sometimes life throws people curveballs, and so what happened with Andy and his family, just want to let him know that our thoughts and prayers are with him as he goes through this difficult time. Andy is a very good man. He's a good man, and it's unfortunate that this has happened, but, you know, it's part of life, and he will move on just like the rest of us have to move on. But he'll, you know, have to do it in his time to make it happen. But it's the start of a new week for us, basically somewhat of a game week, even though we're still in training camp. We play Friday, and then also tomorrow we have Arizona. They'll be in here, and we'll practice against them. So that'll be a good test for us since they've been in camp. And they have a game under their belt, so we'll look forward to be able to work against them and see how we do, see how we are able to hold up. And then before you know it, we're playing on Friday night, so we'll find out a lot about our team and about our young guys, how they're coming along and how they're developing in that situation. We've got a couple guys who are going to be practicing for the first time. DeMarco, the fullback that we signed, and Jacques Reeves, who came back in on Friday, they'll be eligible to put on the pads, and so we'll put them out there and and give them a little work, and hopefully they can do enough so that they can participate in the game on Friday as well. The injury guys, Hemingway, you know, he's still battling that groin situation, and I don't know whether he's going to make it for the game or not. Same thing with Bannon. He's making a little progress, and it's a wait and see with him. But I think he might try to do some things with the trainers, some movement things with the trainers, and we'll play it by ear as we go along to the game on him. Our other guys, our knees, our major surgeries, who've been, you know, we've been managing during the course of training camp. We will continue to manage those guys as well, but I think it's important for them to get reps in the game to begin to find out, you know, where they are, how they feel, and how those injuries are recovering for them. So we'll give them some time and see how it goes. But everybody else should be able to play some. Because we need to evaluate all of them, the veteran guys and the rookies. And so we're going to try to get everybody some playing time so that we can get some evaluations done. And with that, I'll open it up.
What about Brandon Flowers?
I think Flowers will try to practice. Now, he tried Saturday on the turf, but it was still sore. And it might have been different if we had been on the grass, but it was still sore on the turf. So I think he'll try today to see how it feels. And if it feels good, I think that he'll go because he wants to go.
Has Jule Brown become that go-to guy now in his place? Last week it was Travis Daniels. Last couple practices has been Jaleel stepping into that position.
Well, you know, Jaleel has shown some progress, and he's made some plays in practice. And I told him this morning that we'd probably roll him in just a little bit more so that we can get a better look at him. And so I would have to say that what he's done deserves more look.
What about tomorrow's practice with Arizona? Gary, Charles, Moriaki, will they get their team reps?
Yeah, they will get some. I don't know exactly how many they're going to get, you know. But Ken, in talking with Ken, he wants to take a look at everybody on his team as well, you know, against us. So, you know, we'll probably try to divide it up and give the first guys a few more reps than we give the third guys, for instance. But we're going to try to look at everybody a little bit.
Brian, what have you seen from year one to year two? Looks bigger, more confident?
Well, more confident, definitely, because I think he understands the system. I think he understands what it takes to play the game. And last year he didn't really know what it took to play the game. And I saw improvement, you know, toward the end of the year, particularly on special teams. And that's where that improvement showed up, his effort, his toughness, and those kind of things. And so this year, because he knows the system, he's able to carry it over to the defense as well.
In college, he was the other guy. The kid in Baltimore took Clean's escaping Smith move.
That might have been it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he seemed to get all the attention. But did Brown maybe benefit from that because maybe teams attacked him more, staying away from Smith?
Well, you know what? I think that when you play the game, when the plays come your way, whether you can produce when they come your way, that's the thing that makes the difference in where you get drafted, what people think about you. And sometimes if you got a real good player on the other side and they choose not to go at that player and they come to you, that gives you more opportunities. And if you take advantage of them, you know, then they start thinking about you a little bit. But a lot of people, even though there's a good guy on the other side, a lot of people still have to try that guy, you know, because otherwise you just don't want him on vacation. You got to let him know that you're aware of him. But I think Jahlil, like I said, has made good improvement this year, and we feel good about where he is and how he might be able to help the team.
Coach, are you satisfied with where the offense is at this point, the new coordinator, the new system?
Well, yes, I think Brian has done a good job of installing his offense and getting the players to understand and buy into his philosophy. You know, like I mentioned at one time earlier, that the thing that I was going to be concerned about would be the young guys in the offense to see how they would do and how quickly they can pick up things. And I think that's going to be critical as we go down the line, you know, Allen, Stevenson, you know, Hudson. You know, if those guys can do good and help us, then I think that will help the offense.
Romeo, you said the other day that you've been a part of these joint practices before, but would you ever sign your team up for what the Cardinals are doing, a game so early, being on the road for a week, coming into somebody else's house? Does it take a certain type of team to do that?
Well, not in a situation where I was in charge, you know. I was an assistant in all those situations. You know, for instance, when I was at New England and we played the Giants in the first preseason, I think they came up early and we worked against them, then played them in the game. Then there's another situation where we played the team the first game and then they stayed over and we worked against them a couple days after the game, you know. So I think when those situations arise and they work for both teams, they're good to do.
Saturday, you were giving Ryan Wilgus some snaps at center. Why and how often do you plan to do that?
Well, all our guys, we're on the inside guys, if they have ability to play center and guard, we feel like that gives us more flexibility. And so Lilja has snapped in practice, but if you're going to put him in a game ever, you know, you need to give him some reps. When there's a defense over there. And so we're just trying to do that to protect ourselves.
Look at him maybe in the game at center?
Maybe in one of the preseason games, you know, so that he can definitely have that experience in the game.
A couple more guys.
Would you have signed up for just one day if you knew beforehand that it was going to be just one day with the Cardinals?
Well, one day is better than no days, you know, so one day is fine. I mean, then, see, the thing about working against another team is you have to work with them. And they just played last night, so you got to be cognizant of that. And then we're going to play on Friday. So, you know, Kenny, he has to take care of his team. That has to be his first priority, not what I want, you know. And so I'm more than happy that he's here and we get a chance to work on Tuesday. And then we'll play on Friday. So, in effect, we got 2 days to work against him.
After a game as a defense coordinator, I assume the most important stat for you is how many points the other guy scored. After that, what do you look at that tells you how your defense plays?
Well, can we stop the run? How do we do on third down? How much yardage we gave up? You know, those kind of things are important because you got to be able to stop the run in this league, and you got to be able to rush the passer so that you can get off the field on third down. If you're able to get off the field on third down, then you help your defense, you help your offense, you know, and you help the team.
Do you mind sometimes description of bang but don't break? Is that the yardage total really matter to you?
Not really. It's the points.
Thank you.
Last two guys, one, two.
With it being more of a practice than a scrimmage against Arizona, what can you learn about the team that you can't in a regular practice?
Well, they're going against somebody different, and they don't know these guys they're going against, you know. And generally, when you go against somebody different, those juices get revved up a little bit, you know. So there'll be more adrenaline flowing than a regular practice.
Last question.
There are a few guys in this, going in this joint practice that can really jump out, stand out, and impress you and earn some more playing time, not only in the preseason, but also just in the practice with Arizona.
Well, if they jump out, that'll be a good thing, you know, and you take notice of that, but it's just one practice. And so the thing that we talk to the players about is being consistent and developing consistency. And so if you can do it for one practice, now let's see if you can do it for a second practice. Let's see if you can do it in the game.
Any certain players that you're really keeping a close eye on?
All of them.
All right, thanks, guys. Thanks, Bill.
All right.